is your name for just this piece of furniture?
Hmm?
What do you call this piece of furniture that we're sitting in?
Well, that's a Washington chair. But it's a chair.
Uh-huh. Why a Washington chair? What?
Just why they named it that, I don't know.
It's the style of the chair? Something to do with the style of it?
A neighbor gave it to us as a friend years ago, and she said, I'm going to give you a Washington chair. And is it still a, can you see anything?
It looks like an eagle there.
Eagle there, mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call a piece of furniture that's longer than that, that several people can sit on?
Sofa.
Do you have any other names for sofa? Any older names?
No. No sofa at all.
All you've ever used? Okay.
S-O-F-E, I think. Sofa.
Mm-hmm. And then in a bedroom, what is the piece of furniture that you that has drawers that you put your clothes in?
Just chest of drawers.
What if it has a mirror?
Hmm?
Suppose it has a mirror above the drawers.
I don't think it has any particular name. It's just a chest of drawers with a mirror over it.
Okay. Yeah. And did you ever see or have a big piece of furniture that you could hang clothes in?
Well, we use closets,
mm-hmm.
That have rods in
mm-hmm.
and I do not recall that we ever, we must have had it, because everybody had a hat rack.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what they call that big movable thing, like a movable closet, if you didn't have a closet?
A wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Then, what are, you don't have them at this window, but things on rollers that you pull down?
Mm.
Things on rollers that you pull down?
Oh, shades, yes.
Okay. What do you call these?
Venetian blinds.
Okay. And what is the little room at the top of the house?
Mm.
Little room up at the top of the house, above the ceiling, what would you call that? Between the ceiling and the top.
We'll call it an attic.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one here?
Yes, we've got the only, most attics are up floor, but this one goes this way.
Oh.
And,
okay. What would you call a little room off the kitchen where you might store your canned goods?
The pantry.
Okay. And what would your name be for a lot of old, worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
Okay, and where would you store junk?
You'd put it in a lane in the city to pick it up.
Okay. Well, if you didn't want to throw it away, where would you put it?
In the garage.
Okay, good. And if you were talking about the daily housework, what would you say that the woman does every morning?
Well, we have an that comes at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
And she sweeps the sidewalk and cleans up and straightens up the house.
Mm-hmm.
And gets ready and has a dinner. We are one of the few families that have a 6 o'clock dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because in the afternoon newspaper business, if you're busy at all, you're busy in the middle of the day.
That's right.
Yeah.
You would be. That makes sense.
And so we got in the habit of 6 o'clock dinner,
mm-hmm.
and I've still continued it.
Mm-hmm.
And it permits, well, for instance, instead of her days out, she had a Friday golf game, and then she'd go to the hairdresser, and by the time she gets home, the cook will have dinner
ready.
For
yes.
her.
Mm-hmm.